This is Trish McGregor with your September astrological forecast. Thank you for joining me. All right, let's take a look at the important September dates. September 1st, Mars in Gemini sextiles Jupiter in Aries. On the 2nd, Mercury in Libra is opposed to Jupiter in Aries. On the 3rd, Venus enters Virgo. On September 9th, Mercury turns retrograde in Libra and turns direct again in Virgo on October 2nd. On September 10th, there's a full moon at 17 degrees Pisces with Neptune conjunct, a Uranus sextile, and Mars widely squared. On the 25th, there's a new moon at 2 degrees Libra, and also Venus in Virgo trines Pluto in Capricorn, and Jupiter is opposed to this new moon. I wish I could say that this Mercury retro is the final one for the year, but it's not. The last one of 2022 begins on December 29th. And ends on January 18th. The usual guidelines for navigating this period are the same. Revise, review, reconsider. Don't sign contracts. Don't submit manuscripts, proposals, and so on. Don't buy a car or anything with movable parts. If you travel during a retrograde, then it's likely you'll be returning to that destination. Double check all appointments. Communicate clearly. Keep in mind that on Election Day, November 8th, there's a lunar eclipse in Taurus. And on Election Day in 2024, Mercury will be retrograde as it was in the 2000 election. And we all know where that one went, straight to the Supreme Court. Now let's take a look at the effect on each sign. Okay, Aries. The good news is that Jupiter is still in your sign, Aries, expanding your life in whatever way you allow. On the 1st, Mars in Gemini in your 3rd house is sextile to Jupiter in your 1st. This one expands your communication skills, so it's a perfect day to send out a newsletter or update your blog or website. On the 2nd, Mercury in Libra, your 7th house, is opposed to Jupiter in your sign. Oppositions from Jupiter are different than opposition from other planets. This one may prompt you to take on more than you can reasonably handle. But if you're searching for a business partner, it's probably best not to do it today. On the 3rd, Venus enters Virgo in your 6th house, where it will be until the 29th. This transit should smooth things out in your daily work and may trigger a romance with a coworker. A woman may be especially helpful. And your muse, by the way, may be more helpful in terms of creative endeavors. On the 9th, Mercury turns retro in Libra in your 7th house. From now until October 2nd, when it turns direct in Virgo, the retrograde may create miscommunication between you and your personal and business partners. The miscommunications probably aren't catastrophic, but they create annoyances. Just keep your mouth shut, Aries, until you have the full story. The full moon at 17 degrees Pisces on September 10th sextiles Uranus and Taurus and widely conjuncts Neptune. Mars in Gemini is widely square. Full moons are about completion, and this one falls in your 12th house. If you've been working behind the scenes at a job or on some project, then it starts winding down around the time of this full moon. There's a kind of dreaminess with this moon because Pisces is all about imagination and intuition, and Neptune adds to that effect. The square from Mars could indicate a communication snafu or conflict of some kind with a sibling or neighbor. Then we come to the new moon at 2 degrees Libra on September 25th. New moons usher in new opportunities in your 7th house, partnerships. If you're single, then this new moon may bring in a romantic interest or the right business partner. But because Mercury is retrograde, the opportunities may be delayed until after October 2nd. Also, Jupiter is opposed to this new moon, so don't let your eagerness overwhelm you. Taurus, the month kicks off with a sextile between Mars and Gemini in your financial area and Jupiter in Aries, your 12th house. Jupiter is expanding your psyche and unconscious, and since this is where all ideas percolate, it looks like you're able to make income from an idea that occurs to you. With Mars in Gemini, the idea probably involves some sort of communication project. Be clear about what you want and expect. On the 2nd, the opposition between Mercury in Libra and Jupiter in Aries impacts your 6th and 12th houses, and that's daily work and the personal unconscious. An opposition from Jupiter generally isn't catastrophic, but you may bite off more than you can effectively handle in your daily work. So if you're assigned a new task, sit on it for a couple of days and then tackle it. On the 3rd, Venus enters fellow Earth sign Virgo in your 5th house. This transit brings an artistic flourish to all your creative endeavors and projects and suggests you'll be paid well for them. If you have kids, this transit should strengthen your relationship with them. Women are helpful and supportive. Then we come to the Mercury retrograde, which begins September 9th in Libra, your sixth house, and ends on October 2nd with Mercury turning direct in Virgo. Miscommunication tends to run rampant during these retro periods, so be sure to communicate concisely with coworkers and, well, everyone else in your orbit. If your office is in the market for new computers, wait until after October 2nd to buy. Follow the guidelines at the beginning of the forecast to navigate this period more smoothly. The full moon at 17 degrees Pisces on September 10th forms a sextile to Uranus, and Mars in Gemini is widely square. This moon falls in your 11th house, so you may be hoping to complete a project with your network or brand. With Mars in your second house of finances, you may have to tweak things before you get paid. Thanks to Uranus in your sign, though, you gain insight in how to approach these tweaks. On the 25th, the new moon at 2 degrees Libra falls in your sixth house of daily work, so this is where the new opportunities should surface. However, since Mercury is retro, these opportunities may be delayed until after Mercury turns direct. Jupiter opposes this new moon, an indication that the new opportunities may not be exactly what you're looking for. Gemini. The month gets off to a good start with Mars in your sign. It's the kick-ass planet that motivates you to move forward with your plans and goals. On the 1st, it sextiles Jupiter in Aries in your 11th house. It would be an ideal time to update your blog or touch base with your network of colleagues and friends. Jupiter is expanding that network, and luck is on your side, so take advantage of it. On the 2nd, there's a Mercury-Jupiter opposition. Mercury is in fellow air sign Libra in your 5th house, and Jupiter is still in Aries, your 11th house. The opposition may prompt you to take on more responsibility than you can really handle, so think twice before saying yes. On the 3rd, Venus enters Virgo, your 4th house, and transits there until the 29th, when it enters air sign Libra in your 5th house. While in Virgo, it brings precision and efficiency to your home life and helps smooth things over if life has been in turmoil. Once it enters Libra, a sign Venus rules, your muse comes out to play. Be ready. From September 9th to October 2nd, Mercury is retrograde in Libra until it turns direct in Virgo on the October 2nd. Follow the guidelines at the beginning of the forecast to navigate this annoying period more successfully. Since Mercury rules your sign in Virgo, these retros tend to impact you two more than it does other signs. The full moon at 17 degrees Pisces on September 10th is widely conjunct Neptune, squared by Mars, and sextiles Uranus. That's a lot of different energy to deal with. This moon falls in your career area and enables you to see how you can tweak things in your professional life. Your ideals are heightened by this Neptune conjunction and will figure into how you move forward. If you're completing a project, you may get some unwelcome feedback thanks to the Mars opposition, and it will seem to come out of nowhere. The 25th features a new moon in Libra in your 5th house. New opportunities should surface in your creativity and romance with your kids. But because Mercury is still retro, the opportunities may be delayed until after it turns direct. Also, this new moon is opposed by Jupiter, so be cautious about which opportunities you select. Cancer. The month begins with Mars in Gemini in your 12th house, sextiling Jupiter and Aries in your career area. So whatever is going on in your own unconscious is stirring up positive energy in your professional life. Jupiter in Aries is expanding your career choices and responsibilities. Enjoy it while it lasts and use it to your advantage. On the 2nd, Mercury in Libra in your 4th house is opposed to Jupiter in Aries in your 10th. It looks as if a glitch at home may interfere with professional plans you have. It could be something small, a scheduling conflict with a roommate, partner, or child, and just takes some tweaking to correct. Venus enters Virgo in your 3rd house on September 3rd. This earth sign is compatible with your sun and helps you to communicate clearly in a detailed way, so there's no room for misunderstanding. Good thing, since Mercury turns retro in 6 days. This transit could also trigger a romance with someone in your neighborhood. On the 9th, Mercury turns retrograde in Libra and remains that way until October 2nd, when it turns direct in Virgo. During this period, follow the guidelines listed at the beginning of the forecast. Since this retrograde happens in the house that represents home, family, and your personal environment, be sure to communicate clearly with family members and relatives. Leo, with Jupiter and fellow fire sign Aries trining your sun, life should be looking very good now. It's in your ninth house, expanding your worldview, your opportunities to travel overseas, or if you're so inclined, you can go to law school, grad school, write a book, and get published. So keep these things in mind as you go through the ups and downs of September. On the 1st, Mars in Gemini and your 11th house, sextiles Jupiter and Aries. Mars is the ass kicker, and in Gemini, it's kicking you to get busy communicating with your network of colleagues and friends. Send out a newsletter, write a new post for your blog, update your website. The 2nd features an opposition between Mercury and Libra and Jupiter and Aries. The opposition may play havoc with your communication. You intend to say one thing, but it comes out as something else. That kind of snafu. Think of it as a precursor to the upcoming Mercury retrograde. Be measured and cautious in what you say. On the 3rd, Venus enters Virgo and your income area. This transit should bring in additional money, perhaps from a creative endeavor or from an investment of some kind. Stay on top of details. And then on the 9th, along comes the Mercury retrograde in Libra in your 3rd house of communication. In some ways, this is like a double whammy. If you're involved in the communication business, writing, podcasting, public speaking, politics, then definitely follow the guidelines at the beginning of the forecast for navigating this period more successfully. The retrograde ends on October 2nd when Mercury turns direct in Virgo. The full moon at 17 degrees Pisces on September 10th is widely conjunct Neptune, widely squared by Mars in Gemini, and sextile by Uranus in Taurus. News you hear will be sudden and will involve things like mortgages, insurance, credit, royalties, or your partner's income. The square from Mars may create friction between you and someone in your network. On the 25th, the new moon at 2 degrees Libra should bring a new communication opportunity. Keep in mind, though, that Mercury is still retrograde, so the opportunities may be delayed, and Jupiter's opposed, so any irritation you experience may be exacerbated. The good news is that Venus in Virgo trines Pluto in Capricorn, so it looks as if your daily work activities bring in additional income. Virgo, September probably won't be your favorite month, thanks in large part to the Mercury retrograde in Libra in your income area. It begins on September 9th and ends on October 2nd, with Mercury turning direct in your sign. Since it occurs near your second house of income, be sure to keep tabs on what you're earning and spending this month. Also, review the guidelines at the beginning of the forecast for navigating this retro more successfully. On the 1st, Mars in Gemini in your career area, sextiles Jupiter in Aries, your 8th house of other people's resources. It looks as if a professional endeavor in which you're involved results in a nice paycheck and more work from the same employer. Jupiter in the 8th seeks to expand this area, other people's resources, and Mars in your professional arena is your kick in the butt to keep pursuing a career dream. On the 2nd, there's an opposition between Mercury in Libra and Jupiter in Aries. A Jupiter opposition isn't dire. What it means here is that you may take on more responsibility than you can reasonably handle when it comes to earning money. Learn to say no. Venus enters your sign on the 3rd, and even though Mercury is going to be retro for much of this transit, your personal life should unfold more smoothly. Venus may trigger a romance, deeper creativity, and artistic expression, and more income. Then on the 9th, Mercury turns retrograde in Libra in your income area. The full moon at 17 degrees Pisces on the 10th falls in your 7th house of partnerships. Full moons are all about news and completion. This one is widely squared by Mars and Gemini. Uranus sextiles it, and it's widely conjunct to Neptune. Oh, and Mercury is also retrograde. Uranus brings the surprise element into the news you hear. If you're completing or have just completed a project, there may be some friction, the Mars square, with your client or employer. But it's not insurmountable. Communicate clearly. With Neptune conjunct this moon, you may not have the full information, and your idealism is on display. The new moon in Libra on the 25th falls in your income area, so this is where new opportunities should surface. However, Mercury is still retrograde, so the opportunities may not show up until after October 2nd. Also, Jupiter opposes this new moon, and that may prompt you to bite off more than you can chew. However, Venus in your sign trines Pluto and Capricorn in your 5th, creativity, and that means you're on a creative roll. Libra. During the retrograde, when Mercury is retro in your sign, definitely follow the guidelines offered at the beginning of the forecast. And above all, between September 9th and October 2nd, communicate clearly and take nothing for granted. On the 1st, Mars in Gemini in your 9th house sextiles Jupiter in Aries, your partnership area. Sextiles facilitate the flow of energy between the houses and signs. So while Jupiter in Aries expands your partnerships, business and personal, Mars in Gemini is prompting you to explore your worldview, foreign travel, spirituality, and or higher education, and to pursue the area that intrigues you. On the 2nd, Mercury in your sign opposes Jupiter in Aries. You may be approached to work on an endeavor with a partner, and you may agree. What you probably should say is no, because the opposition from Jupiter prompts you to take on more responsibility than you can handle. On the 3rd, Venus enters Virgo in your 12th house of the personal unconscious. If you've ever wanted to go into therapy, now is the time to do it. Do your research. You may sign up with a woman who understands your issue better than you do. Or you may work behind the scenes in an artistic capacity as a ghostwriter, producer, artist. Or you may get involved in a romance that you keep secret for a while. Between September 9th and October 2nd, Mercury is retro. It goes retro first in your sign, travels back into Virgo and your 12th house on September 23rd. So for a while, it will be hitching a ride with Venus, and you and your therapist may delve into your past. The full moon at 17 Pisces on September 10th falls in your 6th house of daily work. Full moons are really about completion and news, and the Uranus sextile this moon brings sudden, unexpected news. Neptune is widely conjunct, and Mars is widely square, so the news may be a mix of positive and not so positive. But in your typical fashion, you take the good with the bad and find the right balance. Then we come to the new moon in your sign on the 25th, which happens only once a year. It's worth taking a few minutes before the 25th to focus on what you'd like to manifest for the next year. The new opportunities that surface will be in your personal life, but thanks to Mercury's retro movement, they may not materialize until after October 2nd. Jupiter is opposed to this new moon, so be forewarned not to take on more than you can handle. But Venus in Virgo trines Pluto in Capricorn, so there's a good chance that things at home and in your personal environment improve tremendously. Scorpio. On the 1st, there's a beautiful sextile between Mars and Gemini in your 8th house and Jupiter and Aries in your 6th. Sextiles facilitate the energy flow between signs and houses. With this one, Jupiter's expanding your daily work responsibilities, and there's a financial payoff as a result. It could be a raise or a bonus or perhaps both. On the 2nd, the opposition between Mercury and Libra and Jupiter and Aries impacts your 12th and 8th houses. If you're doing any work behind the scenes, the opposition may prompt you to take on more responsibility than you can reasonably handle. It's okay to say no, Scorpio. You usually don't have any problem doing that, but since this involves your daily work, you may want to appear more cooperative. On the 3rd, Venus enters Virgo in your 11th house and doesn't leave until the end of the month. During this transit, a romance may start with someone in your network or something connected to your brand may go viral. However the specifics unfold, you'll enjoy this transit. Life seems to move along more easily. Then we come to the Mercury retrograde in Libra. It begins on September 9th and ends on October 2nd when Mercury turns direct in Virgo. Be sure to review the guidelines at the beginning of the forecast for how to navigate this retrograde more successfully. Since yours occurs near 12th house, it's possible that old issues crop up. Try to understand and unravel them. The full moon in fellow water sign Pisces occurs on September 10th. It's widely conjunct Neptune, sextiles Uranus and Taurus, and is widely squared by Mars and Gemini. It occurs near 5th house of creativity. And with Neptune there too, your muse is active and eager to help. This house also rules romance, kids, and what we do for fun and pleasure. So if nothing else today, do something fun. Any news you hear will be sudden and unexpected and may involve things like credit, a mortgage, or insurance. A glitch appears somewhere, and it's important to correct it quickly. The new moon on the 25th falls in Libra, your 12th house, and is opposed by Jupiter. Again, the opposition cautions you not to take on more than you can handle. New opportunities surface to work behind the scenes in some capacity, but may show up after Mercury turns direct on October 2nd. Venus in Virgo trines Pluto in Capricorn, so you end up in the driver's seat regardless. Sagittarius. It will be a weird month, Sag, and begins with lucky Jupiter and fellow fire sign Aries in your fifth house. Jupiter is expanding your creativity and your muse is alert and eager to help. On the first, Mars in Gemini and your seventh house trines that beautiful Jupiter. So it looks as if a personal or business partner is communicating about this creative process. A book, perhaps? On the second, Mercury in Libra, your 11th house, opposes Jupiter in Aries in your 5th. If you're trying to expand your network, your brand, today probably isn't the day to touch base with everyone. Lay low. If you make a decision, you may take on more than you can reasonably handle. Venus enters Virgo on the 3rd. From now to the end of the month, this transit occurs in your career area, your 10th house. Career matters should flow more smoothly, efficiently, and in detail. Venus will trine Pluto in Capricorn in your 2nd house of income and your 6th house of daily work. Bottom line, a bonus or raise or both. September 9th marks the beginning of Mercury retrograde in Libra in your 11th house. It turns direct in Virgo on October 2nd. Read the recommended guidelines at the beginning of the forecast for how to navigate this retro more successfully. Revise, review, reconsider. Those are the key words. Leave your brand and network alone until after October 2nd. The full moon at 17 degrees Pisces on September 10th falls in your 4th house, home, family, your personal environment. This moon is widely conjunct Neptune, Uranus sextiles it, and Mars widely squares it. That's a lot. Okay, news you hear will concern your family, home, your space, and will be sudden and unexpected. There may be some friction at home, mostly due to miscommunication, since Mercury is still retro. But with the Neptune conjunction, your compass is triggered. The new moon at 2 degrees Libra on September 25th falls in your 11th house. New moons typically bring new opportunities, and yours are likely to happen with your brand or network. But because Mercury is retrograde, they may not surface until after October 2nd. Jupiter is opposed to this new moon, so don't hesitate to say no to something that otherwise might mean you take on more than you can handle. Venus in Virgo, your career area, trines Pluto in Capricorn, your money house. That's nice. The translation on this one is simple. As a result of something you achieve professionally, your income spikes. Capricorn. Right now, Jupiter in Aries is expanding your personal environment and home in some way. An adult child may move home, elderly parent may move in, you might get a new roommate, or perhaps you move to a larger place with more land. On the first, when Mars in Gemini sextiles Jupiter in Aries, you should be communicating more than usual in your daily work. On the second, Mercury in Libra opposes Jupiter in Aries. This opposition impacts your 10th house, career, and your 4th, home and family. A Jupiter opposition isn't as detrimental as oppositions from other planets, but this one warns you to be cautious about taking on too many responsibilities. In other words, don't immediately say yes. On the 3rd, Venus enters fellow Earth sign Virgo in your 9th house. This transit could bring a foreign trip, a new romance, graduate school, law school, a quest. The point is that life unfolds more smoothly now, and an element of luck shadows you like a faithful puppy. Then we come to the Mercury retrograde Libra on September 9th. It ends on this October 2nd when Mercury turns direct in Virgo. Read through the guidelines at the beginning of the forecast on how to navigate the retrograde more easily. But remember the big 3 R's for retros: review, rewrite, reconsider. The full moon on the 10th, or I'm sorry, on September 9th, September 10th, at 17 degrees Pisces falls in your 3rd house. It stimulates your imagination, compassion, and your communication ability. This moon is widely conjunct Neptune, Uranus sextiles it, and Mars and Gemini widely squares it. What it all means is that you're nearing completion on a project or have completed it and may get sudden unexpected news that your boss or employer wants tweaks or revisions. As a Capricorn, you find a way around whatever obstacle stands in your way. The new moon on the 25th is in Libra, your career area, so this is where the new opportunity should surface. But thanks to the retrograde, the opportunities may not appear until after October 2nd. Jupiter is opposed to this new moon, so don't seize on these opportunities until you know exactly what's entailed. And remember, you can always say no. Aquarius, with Jupiter in compatible fire sign Aries, your communication skills and opportunities are expanding. On the first, the sextile between Jupiter and Mars in fellow air sign Gemini facilitates the exchange of energy between your third and fifth houses. It looks as if your creative thrust today is all about writing and speaking about your truths, your passions. On the second, Mercury in Libra is opposed by Jupiter in Aries. This one just cautions you not to take on more responsibility than you can actually handle. Mercury in fellow air sign Libra is actually a nice transit for you, and so is the Jupiter transit, but the opposition may make you feel a little overwhelmed. On the third, Venus enters Earth sign Virgo, your eighth house. This transit benefits your partner's income as well as resources you share with others. If you're applying for a mortgage or a loan, you may get a better rate than you expected. You could get a break in your insurance and credit card rates. The eighth house also rules the paranormal, so it's possible you experience something psychic, telepathy, spirit contact, clairvoyance, precognition. Mercury turns retro in Libra on September 9th and turns direct again on October 2nd in Virgo. Review the guidelines at the beginning of the forecast on how to navigate this period more successfully. The retrograde impacts your ninth house, so if you're going to be traveling overseas during this time, expect the unexpected. It's likely that you'll return to your destination at some point. The full moon in Pisces on September 10th falls in your second house of income. This moon is widely conjunct Neptune, Uranus sextiles it, and Mars forms a wide square to it. Breaking all that down, Uranus brings sudden, unexpected news. Mars promises conflict of some kind, but as an Aquarian, you'll find your way through the conflict and be ready to tweak your finances. On the 25th, the new moon at 2 degrees Libra falls in your ninth house. New opportunities surface for overseas travel, publishing, studying philosophy, and spirituality. However, Jupiter opposes this new moon, and Mercury is still retrograde. The opportunities may not show up until after Mercury turns direct, October 2nd. And with the Jupiter opposition, don't hesitate to say no to anything that seems like more than you can handle. Pisces, lucky you. Jupiter continues its transit through Aries in your second house of money. With Jupiter's expansive nature at work in your income area, money should be rolling in, Pisces. Be sure to set some aside for savings and for something special for yourself. On the first, the sextile between Mars and Gemini and Jupiter and Aries impacts your fourth and second houses. You may be doing more work out of your home that delivers a bonus or a raise, or you may be spending some of this increased income on home improvements and on your family. The second features an opposition between Mercury and Libra, your eighth house, and Jupiter and Aries, your second, the money axis. You may inadvertently commit to something that you later realize is too much for you to handle right now, so be careful what you commit to. On the third, Venus enters Virgo and your seventh house. If you're in a relationship now, you and your partner may take things to the next level. You move in together, get engaged, or tie the knot. Or you find the ideal business partner whose talents balance your own. If you're single, this transit may bring about a new romance. Now we come to Mercury retro in Libra, your eighth house. It begins on September 9th and ends on October 2nd when Mercury turns direct in Virgo. Be sure to go over the guidelines at the beginning of the forecast that will enable you to navigate this period more smoothly. Keep in mind that it's best to adhere to the three R's: review, rewrite, reconsider. The full moon in your sign at 7 degrees occurs on September 10th. Neptune is widely conjunct, Uranus is sextile, and Mars is widely square. If you're wrapping up a project, a boss or colleague may request tweaks or some revisions. Yes, it's irritating, and the news comes out of the blue and takes you by surprise, but with your usual intuitive grasp of any situation, you should come through this just fine. Then the new moon on the 25th falls in Libra, your 8th house. This is where the new opportunities should surface. They range from your partner landing a bonus or raise to breaks on your insurance, credit cards, and mortgage. But again, with Jupiter opposing this new moon and Mercury still misbehaving, these opportunities may not appear until after October 2nd.
Thanks for joining the Mystical Underground. Visit www.themysticalunderground.com for the latest blog post and book info. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Listen to the podcast at podcast.themysticalunderground.com. Follow Trish and Rob on Instagram at Trish and Rob McGregor. Follow us on Twitter at The Mystic Cast. Send email to podcast@themysticalunderground.com. And until next week, thank you for listening and stay mystical.